wife and I got in contact with a lady from one of the port towns called Titania, and she'd left Ukraine because the war was actually on her doorstep with her 19-year-old daughter and had made it all the way to Munich. We contacted them via social media, got to know each other, and around about the 20th of March, we started to fill in the incredibly complicated Home Office form on their website for the visas. All the documents were scanned and sent to the Home Office, despite poor old Titania only having a smartphone and very intermittent internet access and limited charging facilities, because she was, well, still is, in a hostel in Munich. She, the mother, Tatiana, had a full international passport, but her daughter, Dasha, only had a Ukrainian ID. So we then had to make an appointment for them to attend Munich Visa Center so they could get biometrics taken. This was done.
Yeah.
And the application was submitted. Then followed a while of chasing things up, and all they do is tell you that it's in the system being dealt with. 7th of April, got an email, visas are there. The mother gets hers on the phone. It's a phone visa. Please attend the visa centre in Munich, pick up travel documents and the visa for her daughter. First thing in the morning, on the 8th of April, they went to the Munich visa centre, and they were told, oh, sorry, we've made a mistake on the daughter's visa. It'll have to be reissued. Then nothing. We can't find any details. We don't know what's happening. Tatiana and the daughter were due to leave or lose their hostel accommodation on the 15th. So 14th, she went again to the visa centre and was told then that, sorry, we can't do anything today. You have to come back on the 19th after the Easter holiday because we shut down for the whole week, Easter weekend. So yesterday, she went back down again. And this time, she was told, and this I find totally unbelievable, that she needs to give them some memorable data or memorable information that, that sometimes has been put in. And without this, they cannot find the visa or process the visa or get onto their system. I just find it completely ridiculous that in this day and age, the Home Office are unable to access their own computer system without memorable data that I give them. You know, it's just unbelievable.
How's it left you feeling? Because obviously you've offered very kindly to take in the these people, and at the moment they can't come.
I feel utterly ashamed to admit I'm British. Disgusted with the lack of any action by the Home Office. I find it unbelievable that their system is that useless, that even they can't access their own records. Either that or somebody is lying to me, which I'm getting to feel like the Home Office are deliberately holding up visas and trying to be as awkward as they possibly can in the hope that the war ends and they won't have to do anything. And that seems to be a general feeling on many forums and that online, because I'm not the only one in this position. A lot of people are being given the runaround. You know, I've got these two ladies, I've got a house here, bedrooms being redecorated, refurnished, as is their bathroom. They've got their own, you know, little self-contained unit within the house. There they are, about to become homeless in Munich, a country where they don't speak German, when there's, you know, a safe home for them here. And if they do become homeless, God knows how we're going to contact each other, because they'll obviously have no internet or anything else. So the whole thing would have been a total waste of time.
How do they feel about it? That they must be, you know, pretty desperate to just get this sorted so they can come.
Yeah. From contacts we have, email and Facebook and that, Tatiana seems to sort of be moving now between desperation and her last one was basically saying something along the lines that, you know, if it's meant to happen, it will happen, but it's out of her hands. But I would hate to be in that position. If you can imagine walking out of your house today, going to a foreign country, and saying, please, will somebody feed me, clothe me, and give me a roof over my head, you know, with your kid. And then being reliant on everyone else. And when you do get offered help, coming across problems like this, preventing you from taking up that help.